Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now, we're about ready to blow up the spot.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen.
How are you?
I'm good. Still working the kinks out of some of these new intros I programmed in. They seem to not want to stop playing when you tell it to. Oh, yeah, smacking the hell out of this button. Hey, stop, man. Stop.
So, yeah, I see every now and then, lately you've been just doing some new stuff. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I try to mix things up a little bit.
Always a good thing.
Oh, yes.
Now,
how's your day going?
Busy, hectic, and nowhere near over, but I am here. Oh my God, you just ever it just hits you, you'd be like, oh, this is one of those days, you know? That's how it was. I would say when you wake up and you feel like it's one of those days, but I just couldn't get to sleep. And then when I did start dozing off, maybe about 4:30, the power went off.
Oh, man.
So then you're in that moment when you're like, I can't go to sleep because then what if my body doesn't wake me up? You know, because your body have a way of doing that. It wakes you up all the time. And then when you really, really got to get up and there's no backup, no alarm or anything like that, your body just be like, oh, she don't want to sleep. She going to get some sleep. So that's what kind of crazy day I've been having. Doing the power going off and stuff. The wind is knocking stuff down. So many things are just blocked off today. You know, something that usually take me about 10-15 minutes to do. Took me almost an hour to do because everything is blocked off. You got to go the long way. It was just, I was too through. So once I set foot in my house, I was like, no. Whatever else I got to do that requires me to be out this house will be being done tomorrow because I'm over it. You know,
yep.
Rant over. That was just one of those moments.
It's just, you know, I had that kind of day on Tuesday. Our listeners, I apologize. Some asshole dug in the street for a plumbing job and hit a power line or something that was underground. So I had no power myself up until the wee hours of the night. So weren't able to pull the show off. So, yeah, I mean, things happen. You know, things happen. But it's a good day, Queen. April 1st, we're starting the new month off. What we'll talk about today?
We're honoring the Black woman. So tonight on Therapy Thursday, we're going to be discussing a Black woman, her struggles, her strength, and her history of greatness. You can call in 929-477-1436 to either to listen or press 1 to go live with us. Yeah, this is going to be a good show.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little late. This was intended to be a part of Women's History Month. But since we missed Tuesday, you know, we saved this show for the end of the month, but we missed Tuesday, so here we are. Boom. Yeah, we thought it was very important to highlight and talk about the importance of the black woman here in America, around the world, and just throughout the history of civilization. There would be no civilization if it wasn't for the black woman. And I just figured that we would do something a little different and just do this like a conversation format and not all technical and just two people having a conversation about the most important part of the black family, which is the backbone, and that's the black woman. Well, since you are a black woman there, Queen, tell me, what is it like being the black woman?
Sometimes it's hard. I mean, it's a blessing, though. Like I say time and time again, the same thing. It's like in certain situations, we damned if we do, we damned if we don't. You know, the same thing that we are loved and praised and respected for, it's the same thing that sometimes we're looked down on when it comes, well, with the wrong person anyway. You know, when we, you know, stand up and fight and speak our minds and taking on the weight of the world on our shoulders. You know, we went from, I mean, it's we're able to be entrepreneurs now and still be mothers because at one point in time, it was like people felt like we couldn't do both, like as if we were only here to be birthing babies. You know, and taking care of the house. But now we can take care of the house, but we can build them too. And I think that us as women have came a long way. As black women, we've came a long way because we're constantly showing that it's no limits and what we can do and what greatness that we, you know, have to offer. But, I mean, I love it. I mean, like I said, it's hard sometimes. Sometimes they want to censor us. Sometimes they want to put us in a box. And sometimes so we frighten many to the point where, you know, they try to belittle us. But, yeah, that's where the sass comes in, you know, when the fight comes in. But, I mean, I love it. I don't think that, you know, for a long time, you know, it was always what the man did, what the man did, what the man did, until, you know, she had to come step from out the background and be like, okay, yeah, he's the face. But look, some of these accomplishments, you know, and these things that he's doing is because of me, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, well, you got to encourage it.
Yeah, you know, and what makes that beautiful is that it's a unique statement all to yourself. Because if you ask this to other black women, I would definitely get a different response from each black woman, because It leads all into the thing, Henry, you talk about so much about knowing yourself, knowledge of self. You know, I'm a huge fan of the black woman. You know, she made me, and I like to think I would defend her. I would never step out and procreate outside of her. Wouldn't date outside of her. We have to get back into being fans of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men and women. Men and women, but we'll deal with the brothers on another day. This is all about you ladies. But we have to, as men, we got to get back into being fans of our queens. And it's really important to me, and I try to pass this along to my sons, that, you know, you came from a black woman, so it's your job to respect and protect her.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that to you in modern society when it comes to either men sticking up for the black woman or sisters sticking together to protect the black woman? How important do you think that is in today's society?
Well, it's very important because, like, I feel like us as a people, we have to put us first, and we have to do right by our own people, and then we can be able to check anybody else, any other race, you know, on how they treat us. Strength in numbers, when you band together, and you get, you know, you make some noise, you know, and you're heard and you're seen. I think, we've shown that. I wish we do more of it as a people, but we've shown that, especially with the pandemic and the Black Lives Matters and stuff like that, we've been showing it more and more. Now, we need to be consistent with it. I have a son, and people have to realize when you have sons, that's going to be somebody's father one day, somebody's mate, somebody's husband, somebody's neighbor. So we have to make sure we raise them correctly and show them how to treat women, because we have to break a cycle. You know, some of these people don't know how to be in relationships and stuff, and we should be able to check people in our circle and teach people in our circles and build with people in our circle or our neighborhood and us as a people, you know, without things going left. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not playing when it comes to my son. You know, just like I'm not playing when it comes to my daughters. Yeah, I would have to hurt my son. Yeah. You know, if he mistreats me as a parent, you know, I'm not going to allow my son mm-hmm. to treat a female any type of way. It's like I want him to respect himself. Mm-hmm. I want him to respect me. I want him to respect his, you know, his sisters when he decides to get in a relationship when he get older. Oh, I'm not ready for that. But I want him to understand that he's supposed to come into somebody's life and be a blessing, to be a partner, you know, not an enemy, you know.
Yeah.
Go come into somebody's life, ruin somebody's life.
Now, how important do you think it is, though, for the sisterhood component, for the the women to come together more often, the black women to, you know, that sisterhood, like we see on the TV shows. And I have to admit, once upon a time, I thought it died in the 90s. I thought when hip-hop kind of died and went down south, so did the sisterhood. And I'm wrong, and I'm glad I'm wrong. I'm glad I was wrong, because I am seeing more and more and more women who celebrate each other. When one gets a raise, and or not a raise, but one gets a promotion in the job, I'll see five and six girls reposting the celebratory stuff. If I see a birthday, it's like 10 chicks reposting saying happy birthday to one person. And they all do it for each other. And I'm thankful to be friends with some of these women, and I'm seeing it because it gives me hope. But how important, you know, as a black woman for you to be a part of that sisterhood, support the sisterhood, and defend it?
It's important. It's very important because we are the first teachers. So we set the examples, we set the tone for things, and, nobody knows how it is to be a black woman than a black woman. So we should always praise each other because we know how it feels when we're praised, when someone praises us. So when you have that positivity and you have, you know, that good feeling and that motivation, and you feeling it so good, why not spread it to the next person? I love seeing it. I love the growth. I love the, you know, when people come together and do things, especially women, because, yeah, at one point in time, they was putting us against each other. Everything was the competition.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was that crab in the barrel mentality, and I'm glad that I'm seeing, you know, people are healthy and uplifting each other and posting and, you know, being in these groups and stuff together, because we can reach more people like that. Yeah. Being proud and taking control and taking charge and saying, listen, this is my accomplishment. Now let me help you with your accomplishment. Or let me not just boost on what I'm doing myself. Let me brag about you for a second. Because that type of stuff is contagious. You know, it feels good when you make somebody else feel good.
Yeah. And sisterhoods should be contagious. It should spread in a positive way, because I have seen lately a lot of sisters come together for some great initiatives. I've helped out if it's nothing more than designing a flyer or, you know, helping with the organizational stuff. I'm just playing the background. What a sister, what a queens do their thing, you know. But it's always inspiring to see a group of sisters who could be doing anything in the world come together to go feed the homeless, or put together a food drive, or, you know, or a coat drive when it starts getting cold, or book bags for school season and school supplies every September. I just dig it. I love it. You know, when you're doing it on small scales like that, you got to stop and think. Imagine if y'all got bigger and bigger and came together on bigger initiatives to really, y'all can really change some things. Which leads into motherhood. You know, you talked about your kids, your son, your daughter. This is a tough question. Let me just come out and ask it. We see a lot of the baby mama, baby daddy talk on social media, where they're going back and forth and clowning. From what you can tell and from your own personal experiences, do you think things are getting harder or better in today's society for a black mom?
That's tough because I can look at it from both ways. Just because we can do it all alone, that don't mean we should have to do it all alone. And some, you know, I feel like sometimes, and this is not everybody, but sometimes when a guy sees, you know, that strong, that independent woman that's, you know, holding it down and doing what he's supposed to do, they don't worry too much, you know, because she done took so much of the pressure and heat off of him, that they continue to allow her to do it. And yes, we may be strong, we may be independent, but, you know, we want to kick back too. You know, we want a break, we want a moment, you know, where we could just breathe and have some me time for us. And just because we're able to work and have a business and raise the kids and take care of the home, whether, you know, pregnant, just had a baby or whatever, we still have to get up and make it happen. And since we are so built and some of us are so programmed and so on go all the time, you know, we neglect ourselves. And sometimes a guy don't look at it as we're neglecting ourselves. In reality, we are, because we're giving, 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 and, you know, mm-hmm. and not receiving. We're not getting that break or that breather, that mental little mini vacay that we may need, because in our mind, we got to make it happen. And this is whether we're single or in a relationship. And the reason mm-hmm. why I say it would work both ways is because sometimes as women, when you're doing it for so long, and then someone may come in your life and take some of that stress and everything away. We don't see it because we're so used to doing it, you know. And so somebody got to kind of shake us in a moment. Yeah, somebody got to shake us like, okay, I'm here. I'm trying to help. Sit down. And that's why I say, you know, I can look at it from both ways, because sometimes we do it because we don't have a choice. And sometimes we do it because we just so used to doing it. And, you know, being independent don't mean, you know, we want that weight and that pressure. It's just that we know we got to do it. But with the whole, sometimes we just want a little more support. We want it to
so
be. Go ahead.
Is it fair to say that if y'all had more support, things would be easier?
It would be. And I think what happens is if it automatically came from the get-go, then we won't go into that survival mode where we got to do this. When we get to that program mode, when we're going through the motion, we shouldn't have to get to a level of exhaustion or a little mini breakdown before somebody step in.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you know, as women, okay. I mean, you carried a baby, you had a baby, and then, you know, you got that bond time, and then you just going to go. When you doing all the waking up in the middle of the night and stuff like that. And like I said, it's not with everything, but it's like certain things shouldn't be so normal that when we just kick into that gear and before we know it's too late.
Yeah. You know, it's I mean, I asked that question because I really want to see things get better for black moms. When I am planning my monthly budget, when I am planning what I need to do for the boys or whatever, I always think of the fact that my sons live with their mothers. And it's the least I can do is make sure that I'm doing my part and being supportive and trying to figure out how to make that task easier. So I do what I can, and it's a conscious thought. It's a conscious thought which leads to a specific action. It's not just randomly doing things. I try to put some thought into it. Do you think if more of the fellas moved that way, it would turn some things around? If men just got up and said, you know what, let me do this to help her because she's there with my son.
Absolutely, because sometimes you want somebody to just do it because they know it needs to be done. You know, not I have to tell him or ask him to do this. It's like these are, you know, what she does on a daily basis for my child. So let me eliminate some of those things and do it. Let a woman wake up with breakfast cooked, the kids done ate, dressed and ready for school. You would think you done bought her island or something. It's those types of things, day-to-day things that's done to make her life a little bit easier is what she appreciates the most. Or let her go get her mani pedi and you take the kids to the park. You know, certain little things where she's allowed to be her, be a woman for a moment. You know, not the wife, not the girlfriend, not the mommy, but a woman, her, for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where she doesn't have to worry because it's being handled. And I put some of the blame. I mean, as women, we're supposed to set the tone, you know. But also, men have to hold other men accountable. When you see another man messing up and not doing what he's supposed to do, as a man, as a father, as a mate, accountability. Check him. School him. Educate him. Teach him. Show him. You know, because it could be different reasons to why they're not doing it. They may not know how. Or they may not have somebody that's going to point out certain things to them to kind of open up their eyes, you know, with some things. If you with a guy that has children, if you are not at a certain level of maturity, do not date a man with kids if you're not going to make sure he's a hands-on, active father, because it's not about you as that new chick. It's not about that being, you know, you as a man and what you want to do opposed to what you need and should be doing. It's not about any type of feeling that you have, whether it's anger, hatred, hurt, or whatever, towards the mother of your child. And that's where the things get wrong at, because people don't have to be together to be able to co-parent and show that child or those children, you know, how parents are supposed to treat each other or how they're supposed to co-parent and how the significant other is supposed to come within and just follow suit and co-parent. That's why there's a lot of complication and stuff when you have two parents that's not together and they both are in relationships, because all four of them ain't got no sense.
Yeah.
You know, they're not mature and they're not coming together.
All right, I got a comment here from Ms. Dopeness. She says, women need to unlearn talking down one and two their child's fathers. We have to accept the big and small things they do. Men need to be, I'm sorry, men need to see the sacrifices these women are doing in order to provide and support their children. Co-parenting is very important. Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tambourines. Remind me to put the tambourines on this damn thing.
I want to touch base on what she said about talking down on. Just because you are a strong, independent woman, that doesn't mean that you're supposed to look down and talk down on what anybody else is doing, especially your mate. Appreciate what they are bringing. Because at the end of the day, you chose them. You chose them. So don't choose somebody to make yourself, you know, feel bigger or more important than you are just so you can bring somebody else down. Some don't know how to communicate. You don't talk at your mate. You don't talk down on your mate. You talk with, you know. You have a conversation and things about before. But, yeah, I agree. And having that conversation is being able to say, this is what I have to do day to day. This is what you can help me with to make it a little bit, you know, easier on me. Not in a sense where I do A, B, C, and D, and you don't even do this or no. Because you got to understand, if the conversation is confrontational, then that person's already going to be on a defense and you're not going to get through to them. And then it's going to be a bigger issue because when someone is on a defense with you, you're going to be on a defense with them, and then it's an argument, and then y'all both are talking to be heard, and y'all not listening. I agree with everything that she said.
Yep. Well, I'm glad she said it, and you commented because I wanted to segue into the next important thing is, you know, loving the black woman and relationships, you know, that a black woman has to, sometimes it seems like she has to endure. Is black love, from a black woman's perspective, is it at an all-time high or all-time low?
Could be better. Things always could be better. I'm loving the self-love. It starts with the self-love and works, it starts with the self-love. And that way, you're not going to allow anybody to come into your life and treat you any kind of way when you love yourself. And y'all men is loving on us. Something clicked. something clicked. I think we're more understood just because we're next to you. We're shielding you. We're behind you when you're going out to fight that war. As black people, we're understanding the different fights that we have to go fight when we step out our house. So I think especially everything that's been kind of going on this year, last year, has kind of brought us a little more closer together. I feel like
some of us
people are going. Say that again.
Some of us.
Some of us. Where we're being able to stand together a little bit more, spending more time together, even though for some people it was forced at the beginning of the pandemic. But we were able, they were able to kind of come together and spend more time together and learn not only themselves but each other. You know, sometimes certain people have to be put in a tight situation to kind of learn. Like, you have to be forced and put in certain situations to overcome it. So for mm-hmm. some, you know, it's getting better with the spending time, and hopefully when things go back to whatever the norm, and I use that term loosely, it is that people still, you know, spend that time, you know, mm-hmm. And love on each other, you know, and because I see it with some, I see it. It's gonna be hard, just not gonna learn, but we can't save nor help everyone, so we have to appreciate who have taken time to grow and mature and learn during this whole process and stuff. But I haven't seen so much black power, black love in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In a long time. People are to loving on each other and praising each other and being proud to be black and embracing our features, our full lips, our hips, among other full
right.
things. People are
right.
really mm-hmm. loving and appreciating it now.
Yeah. And we need that to be normal. So normal that it happens like breathing. We need black men to love our women.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the sisters to love us back. We need the sisters to love themselves. We need the sisters to want us to love them. So it's like we just got to do better when it comes into the love and relationship department. So we have to be friends as well as, you know, as lovers. You know, I've said many times on the show, I would never get into any emotional situation with a woman who couldn't be my friend first.
Mm-hmm.
That is a failsafe. So if we establish a bond and a friendship that's tight and it traverses over to passion and love, there's going to be a foundation there that won't let us go too far. You know what I mean? There's going to be that mm-hmm. that thing that we're going to know each other inside out, and we're more inclined to be supportive, and we got more skin in the game to keep nurturing the situation and nurturing the relationship. This is a tough one. I want to ask. I wasn't going to, you know, beat up on the brothers. Do you think that the quality of man is not what it used to be?
Yeah. You know what I think? Especially with reality TV and social media, it's like everybody want to get praised for things you're supposed to do. You know, no extra, just the bare minimum. I think some people are in relationships just to be in relationships, or they just want to be
mm-hmm.
wanted. And it doesn't matter. And it's like I said, just for some, just to be able to say they have someone, or you know how you have someone that, oh, I've been with this person for 10 years. Okay, but out of those 10 years, how have y'all grown? How long? Like, how many out of those 10 years have you been happy? I just think people are going through these phases where it's all superficial. It's all looks. And in some cases, it's not their fault. It's being pushed in our youth space and the younger adults' faces, where it's all beard gain or muscles or physical, you know, or materialistic, you know, a kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. And I blame society for it. I think when you get older and you have experienced some things, unless you got an old soul like I had when I was younger, you know, people have to go through things to kind of mature first. Some people get it and some people don't. But I think that's one of the issues when people are seeking out mate. It's no substance and it's no foundation. They put no real time into getting to know somebody. They got the rose-colored glasses on where, oh, he looked good. And he has not, he doesn't have any type of qualifications or upbringing that will make him a good man.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And you know, like I said earlier, we got to do better for y'all. Once upon a time, we led. We don't lead anymore. We're struggling with meeting you halfway, let alone being ahead. And but the gender roles have changed clearly. The relationship roles have changed. There's so many things that are different now in 2021. That society has played a major part, and I agree with the social media and definitely the stuff we're taking in all these goofy ass TV shows. But there's something deeper than that, the structure, right? Because all those things, society, social media, you know, TV shows, those things are external. They're outside of us. We just sticking our face in it, right? But inside, the family structure is collapsing. And usually when the family structure is falling apart, it usually falls to the woman to hold down the fort. And, you know, that's why even when you watch these old TV shows, you see dad get kicked out the house when he's been cutting up, mom in the house still scrambling, cooking breakfast, getting the kids off of school and getting to work herself. That's a real thing. That is a real thing. And y'all should be respected and appreciated for that. We have to definitely, as men, get back into being our true selves, or at least try to get on the path of being our true selves as the, you know, the original man, not just some man. Which leads me to think about the black identity. And we'll start with the woman. We'll come back to the black man and the black child some other time. But speaking for the black woman, how important is it for a black woman to have that sense of identity, black identity?
You mean as far as, like, knowing who she is? She has to know who she is. She has to know her worth. She has to know her contributions. She has to be able to love herself. I feel like once you get to a certain level where you have knowledge of self and you have self-love, then it shows in the way you move and what you do and how you interact with people, what to allow, you know, to be done to you, who you allow to come in, into your life as well. You know, once you've reached a certain level, you know who you are, you know what you want, you know what you got to do, and you're on the path to greatness, and you're able to not let anybody get in that way, in the way of it. You know, you can cut people off, with no problems. believe me, I know. And you're just at a point of peace. And when you're at a point of peace and you're happy, you know, then it reflects and it shows. And it makes things so much easier. And it also is going to show on how you interact with people. It's going to show how you, when you're raising your children. Because just think about it. As a mother, your children are watching. You know, I always told myself, I am going to carry myself a certain way because my daughters are looking at me and what type of woman to be, what to be proud of, you know, how to carry myself, what to let people get away with or not get away with, you know. My son is looking at me on what type of woman that he is supposed to be with. You know, the woman, like I said, we're the first teachers. You know, when my kids cook, because I got up and I cooked. You know, they saw the cooking, they saw the cleaning. They saw a woman that wasn't taking no mess from nobody. And that was a go-getter. I was setting an example. You know, I was showing my kids what it is to be a strong black independent woman. They saw me how I interacted in relationships, whether it was a mate, my mother, my siblings, my neighbors, you know, my bosses, how I do business. They see that, you know. I can't stress enough, especially with everything that's going on, you know, on TVs and social media, how especially my 11-year-old and where we live at, be proud to be a black female.
Mm-hmm.
Go up in the school and show up and show out and do what you're supposed to do, you know. This is maybe what they expect from you, and this is not what you're going to show them. You're not going to give them what they expect. You know, you're going to go in there and do what they do and do what they better than what they do. You know? So,
yeah.
I almost had my little moment. I have to have these talks with my kids because, unfortunately, we had to move to a neighborhood with not that many people that look like us so my kids can get the best education they can get or be in a safe neighborhood. And it's some good and bad that can come with that. But I do not want my children not to know who they are and not to be proud to be black and who they are, you know. And I have expectations for them. They have goals for them. I have goals for them too. And so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, you know, as we got about 10 minutes of the show, we should have made this show a lot longer, actually, because this is too important topic to do in 60 minutes. So we're probably going to do a second part at some point. But remember the original name for this episode was supposed to be Dear Black Woman, right? I'm letting y'all into some behind the scenes stuff, all right? So bear with me, y'all. Just for about 2 minutes, just talk to the sisters and a dear black woman. What do you want to say to them? You go and I'll go. Ladies first.
Okay. Love yourself. Be proud of who you are. Be the examples and the teachers. Be that support for our black men, and also allow them to support us. I know we're so used to doing so much, and so much have been put on us over time, but it's okay to fall back and let somebody come in and take some of that off of you. It's not going to make you any less of a woman. Don't settle. You're not beneath anyone. Don't any let anybody talk down on you. Know your worth. Show what you have to offer. Step out of your comfort zone and try some new things. And be proud of yourself. And it's okay to be proud of others. You know, praise yourself. You don't have to wait for anybody to congratulate and praise you. Praise yourself of all your accomplishments. And whatever knowledge you get, pass it on to the next. Be a mentor. Hold people accountable. Don't try not to. I know it's hard. Try not to hold grudges. You can forgive, but you don't have to forget. Mental health is important. Is that my time? Because I will run the show out.
Well, you want to go a little bit longer? Go ahead. Because I'm out of questions, but I wanted to, when after we say our part, I wanted to go over a couple comments and we'll wrap up. But if you got more to say, go for it.
Well, yeah. Take chances. You can take chances without giving too many chances. Remember that. And be there for one another. Like I said, don't nobody know what the struggles it is to be a black woman other than other black women. So look out for your sister, you know. Don't talk down on her. Talk about her. Help her. Give her some advice. You know, counsel each other. Ladies' nights are important. I do it with my family once a month, the females in my family, because mental health and venting is very important. Support one another and build with one another. Okay. I'm going to pass it over to you, Hakeem.
I was always taught a African proverb from one of the late great John Skeef of Philadelphia. I remember back in the 90s, he once said to us that if you educate a man, you educate an individual, but if you educate a woman, you educate a nation. And it's one of the things you don't forget.
If you're
smart enough, if you have the intellect to understand the power of that, then you would take heart, and that should light a fire under man and woman's ass. So let me just remind the black woman of who she is. You know, we say that the black man is knowledge, the black woman is the wisdom, and our children is the understanding. Some of us call you queens, and you know, we're not saying it just for shits and giggles. We're saying it because that's how we see you. So some of you don't see you that way. Some of you want to be bad bitches. Some of you want to be a part of that whole city girl, hot girl nonsense. And that's fine when it's time to have fun. But every day you have to be somebody to your kids, somebody to your coworkers, somebody to your friends. And most importantly, you have to be somebody to yourself. And I'm blessed to know so many strong, incredible black women. I'm blessed to be, you know, to be a part of the black family from a black woman. But we got to remember who y'all are. You know, the hairbrush was invented by a black woman. Okay, mm-hmm. The curling iron. You know, the little gifts, animations that y'all like to do in phones. I love them. I'm addicted to them. A black woman developed that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your home, when you leave the house, the home security system. She did that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The ironing board, the ironing, that little, you know, them outfits. She did that. Right? All of these, what better winner? You got central heating? Guess what? A sister made that. She figured that out. Okay? Well, you know, all the way down to the conditioner for your hair, for the black hair. Sister made that. So, you know, when you stop and you think about the things that you do or the things that you use, there's a good chance that a sister had a hand in it,
mm-hmm.
that a whole generation is affected by. Right? We use gifts. That's a generational thing, ain't it? It's a multi-generational
mm-hmm.
thing. Your heating, that's a multi-generational thing. So here I am at the age of 46 reflecting on something that was told to me when I was 17. And I can see it. I can teach it to my kids. So when I ask these sisters, do you know who you are? That's a part of it. I'm not talking about you personally, but you're a part of a greater collective. And y'all queens, and y'all should be uplifting each other, uplifting yourselves, and being proud. You can have fun. You can turn up. You can do all those things. But at the end of the day, you a queen. So, you know, thank y'all. I'm happy. And, you know, that's I don't see me rolling around with anybody else. So on behalf of the brothers, we're here to defend you and love y'all. You know, and we want y'all to keep up that great shit that y'all do. Don't let up. Educate yourselves, empower yourselves, and, you know, have knowledge of self. All right, Queen. We're out of time for, we're out of time. Darn, we got about a minute left.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are going to have to do a part two of the show and get to some of the comments, some more of the comments and stuff. This is not a one conversation piece and you just leave it. So we will revisit this again. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Hakim for everything he do behind the scenes. Keeping me sane, but he does. Any last words? Any shout out for anything?
Shout out to the black woman.
Okay. And so we'll see you next week. This is the conclusion of the show for Therapy Thursday. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.